Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has sent a proposed fix for its shopping service to the European Commission. Apple has announced that it's now accepting WeChat Pay as a payment method in China, and the European VR industry is growing rapidly. Google has sent a proposed fix for its shopping service to the European Commission as part of an ongoing antitrust battle. In July of this year, Google was found guilty of anti-competitive practices for unfairly giving higher rankings to its own Google shopping service and demoting the rankings of competitors. The EU had ordered Google to provide a proposal on how it was going to give equal treatment to its Google shopping service and its competitors, which Google has now done. The European Commission has said that it's received the plan and that it's now Google's responsibility to ensure that it follows through on its promise to stop its anti-competitive practices. It added that it would check that Google was indeed sticking to its promise, reminding the search giant that it would face stiff fines if it continued its anti-competitive practices or if there were any delays in implementing the proposal. It marks the conclusion of a seven-year-long antitrust investigation into Google by the EU. Apple has announced that it's now accepting WeChat Pay as a payment method in the Chinese market. People in China can now make iTunes and Apple App Store purchases using WeChat Pay, the second most popular mobile payment method in the country. Apple hopes that WeChat Pay's popularity will help it to increase its sales revenues in China, where it's been struggling due to the low penetration levels of its own Apple Pay payment service. Whilst Apple Pay has just a 1% share of the mobile payments market, WeChat Pay has almost 40%. In an announcement, Apple commented that it's dedicated to providing multiple simple and convenient payment methods for customers within the Apple ecosystem. The European VR industry is growing rapidly, according to data from Lucidweb. The data suggests that there are currently 487 VR companies in Europe, up from 300 just 6 months ago. The countries with the highest number of VR companies are the UK, France, Sweden, and Germany. These companies are primarily focusing on gaming, user input, 3D tools, and enterprise applications. A spokesperson from the non-profit organization EUVR has commented on the findings, saying Europe has the potential to become a leading region in VR content. Research by International Data Corporation has found that Android has overtaken iOS as the most popular operating system in Australia. 63% of smartphones shipped to Australia in Q2 2017 ran on the Android operating system, with Apple's iOS making up the remaining 37%. This is the big difference to Q4 2016, when iOS led the way, accounting for 54% of the smartphone OS market. Android's sharp rise in popularity has been attributed to the launch of several new Android devices in Australia, as well as the fact that the latest Apple iPhone is at the end of its life cycle, with the latest iPhone model expected to be released in October. There are currently an estimated 15.2 million smartphone users in Australia, with this figure expected to rise to 16.5 million by 2021. And finally, the South Korean search engine Naver has announced that it intends to focus on AI moving forwards. It spelled out its plans during the recent Naver Design Colloquium conference. Naver will apply its AI technology to its voice search and image search functions. With voice search, it announced plans to launch an AI-based conversational platform called Naver AI, which will allow users to ask questions and issue orders after calling the search engine. With image search, it intends to allow users to search for images using the smartphone cameras with an AI-powered smart lens that will integrate existing functions such as translation, character recognition, barcodes, and QR codes. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.